me move in on to the career development inventory as designed for use with high school students, and as it constitutes the bulk of the form for college students. This is the career development inventory. Some colleagues of mine and I at Columbia have developed it because we have needed in various evaluation projects a measure of the vocational maturity of the subjects. One question in Genesee County, Michigan, the Flint area, where we were field testing a computer-assisted or a computerized guidance program was, does talking with a computer a few times about oneself and careers and occupations have any impact on the student? Does it become more mature as a result of this kind of experience? Joanne Harris at Willowbrook outside of Chicago asked, does using Civis, the computer system that she developed, using that kind of occupational information and guidance system make the individual more mature? And because of the Flint Genesee County project, we developed the career development inventory to have a more usable measure of vocational maturity than the clumsy measures, the pioneering measures that we used in the career pattern study. This is a 40-minute inventory, and it's designed to be, in other words, it can be given in a class period. That was one of the constraints under which we worked. It is usable in junior and senior high, and with minor modifications with college students. It has three scales. Scales A, B, and C. A is planning orientation. B is use of resources, or resources for exploration. And C is occupational information and decision making. Now those should look familiar to you as a result of the tables that I distributed last night and you looked at. We picked these out as things that could be measured with one test. To measure realism, for example, you'd have to have both a test of the student's attitudes and of reality. Let's say you said realism consists of, among other things, of knowing how intelligent you are. Well, to get that kind of realism measure, you'd get the individual to rate himself as in the top fifth or the bottom fifth or somewhere in between. You get him to rate himself on an intelligence scale. And then you'd get an intelligence test score, and you'd see whether or not he was indeed in the fifth in which he placed himself. Or on achievement. You know, how good a student are you? We're not talking about that. I get better grades than most students, or I'm down in the bottom fifth of my class. And then you actually get his grades, and you see, is he indeed in the top fifth, or in the bottom fifth, or somewhere in between? And that's a realism measure. But you can't do that all in one inventory. You have to have the data from the student, and you have to have some data from outside. These are all aspects of vocational maturity that you can measure in one instrument, which the student completes himself. I should point out that there is another, and this is not a published measure yet. We're still working on trying to improve this, getting data, and we'll make some changes. There is a published test, an inventory of this kind. And that's the career maturity inventory, which which my former student and research assistant, colleague, currently professor at the University of Maryland, John Christ, developed, building on the work that we did in the career pattern study, and seeking to get a usable measure. And his inventory has been published. It's described also in the chapter, just as mine is described in one of the chapters in vocational measuring vocational maturity. Jack Kite's inventory is described in a chapter there. As I say, this is published by McGraw-Hill, California Test Bureau, published last year. It takes about 3 hours. Ours takes about 40 minutes. So there are practicality differences. But there are also defects in ours and advantages in his. For example, let's take occupational information. With 40 minutes, how much time do you have for one scale? Obviously, it's less than 15 minutes for a third of the test. In 15 minutes, how many questions can you ask about occupational information and about decision making? So it ends up that there are about 7 to 10 minutes. It's not a timed test, but I mean the student actually works on that kind of thing for, let's say, 7 to 10 minutes. About 15 questions on occupational information. Well, there's something between 20 and 30,000 occupations, aren't there? So you ask 15 questions to find out how much a student knows about occupations. The student may know a good deal about some occupations that are of interest to and relevant to him, but they may not be occupations that are sampled by the 15 items in the test. Well, if you're going to sample the universe of occupations, some 20,000 occupations, and going to ask questions about training for the occupation, about duties in the occupation, about aptitudes required, interests typical of people in the occupation, about the labor market, opportunities in it, about getting ahead in the occupation. You're going to ask questions about the whole spectrum of an occupation, and you have to deal with a large number of occupations. You need an awful lot of questions. Well, Kreitz, in 3 hours, dividing his test among various aspects of vocational maturity, obviously covers occupational information better than we do in ours. You know, if you sacrifice time, you also sacrifice some other things. So each inventory has its advantages and disadvantages. But let me say some things about ours. First, what are some of the items in it? The planning scale A, has some questions like this. How much thinking and planning have you done in the following areas? What kinds of plans do you have? For each question below, choose one of the following answers to show what you have done. And here we have answers like the ones that you used last night. I have not given any thought to this. I have given some thought to this, but haven't made any plans yet. You know, degrees of planning activity. And then the items that are answered that way are finding out about educational and occupational possibilities by going to the library, sending away for information, or talking to somebody who knows the possibilities. Say, the student can answer, he's not even thought of doing this, or he's done a lot of it, or somewhere in between. Talking about career decisions with an adult who knows something about me. Taking high school courses that will help me decide what line of work to go into when I leave school or college. Taking part in school or out-of-school activities which will help me in college, in training, or on the job. Just reading a few of these. Getting a part-time or summer job which will help me decide what kind of work I might go into. So those are planning orientation items, and he indicates how much of this he has done. Scale B, resources for exploration, again has five possible answers. for the first set of questions. The five possible answers are, I've gotten no useful information, very little useful information, some useful information, a good deal of useful information, a great deal of useful information, from, and then here are the questions he answers with those answers, father or male guardian, mother or female guardian, brothers, sisters, or other relatives, friends, coaches of teams I've been on, minister, priest, or rabbi, teachers, school counselors, private counselors outside of school, books with the information I need, audio or visual aids like tape recordings, movies, or computers, college catalogs. See, he indicates how much useful information he's gotten from each one of those things. Now, those are graded. We consider school counselors better qualified to give good information than coaches on teams that I have been on, or than brothers or sisters. So some of these sources are considered better than others, and the total score for planning orientation is a function of the quality of the source that he has used and how much useful information he thinks he has gotten from that source. That's just one of the resources, one part of it, but it gives you a notion of what's in that scale. And information and decision making. Which one of the following is the best source of information about job duties and opportunities? One, the Encyclopedia Britannica. Two, the World Almanac. Three, Scholastic Magazine. Four, the Occupational Index. Five, the Occupational Outlook Handbook. So here we're asking, you see, what he knows of the quality of sources of information. And those are right or wrong answers, obviously. Another one is, the occupational fields expected to grow most rapidly during the next 10 years are, one, professional and service, two, sales and crafts, three, crafts and clerical, four, labor and sales. So here's a test. Jane likes her high school biology and general science courses best. She likes to do her schoolwork alone so she can concentrate. When she begins to think about her future occupation, she should consider, one, nurse, two, accountant, three, medical laboratory technician, four, elementary school teacher. What we're trying to get at here, you see, is knowledge of the relevance of school courses to occupations. Now, you notice we didn't put physician in there and make her choose nurse rather than physician because she's a girl. But, and the occupations, three of them are relevant, but one is more relevant than others. The in the college form, and in the next revision of this, it's not Jane, it's J.S., and it's not her high school biology, and it's not she. In other words, it's this student, and the sex of the individual is taken out. If there's any sex role stereotyping, the evidence is it's not in the stacking of the cards in one direction or another in the item, but it would be in the individual's response to it. And we're minimizing that possibility. We have done it in the college form. There have been, as you can tell by this preliminary manual, a number of studies of this. For example, a good question is what its relation is to grades. And scale A, the planning orientation, has a correlation of 0.23. In other words, a low, very low, but quite significant positive correlation with grades. Scale B, use of resources, is correlated with high school grades also, 0.28. That's significant if those of you who are statistically minded at the 0.01 level, very significant. Scale C, the information and decision-making score scale, has a correlation of 0.59 with high school grades. In other words, it predicts high school grades about as well as an intelligence test. So the next question is, what's the role of intelligence here? Well, scale C is what we intend it to be. It's a cognitive test, scale. After all, knowing things is a matter of of cognition, not of emotion. And so we would expect a correlation with intelligence as well as with grades, and it correlates about 0.5 with intelligence in at least this one study. But scales A and B have lower correlations with intelligence, 0.19 for A and 0.24 for B. Another good question about validity is, do older kids get better scores than younger? Vocational maturity, one would expect, would be more manifest. The older, the 12th graders should be more mature vocationally than the 10th, 8th, or 10th graders. Well, the averages do go up significantly from grade 8 to grade 12. These two, while I said this is cognitive, these are attitudinal. These are attitudes. This is knowledge or cognition. And the scale A, for example, planfulness or the planning orientation, the average score in 8th grade is 92, in 10th grade, 104, and in 12th grade, 116. In other words, real differences in the averages from grade to grade. There are other validity data, but I cite those just as a glimpse of evidence on the fact that these scales do indeed behave as we expect them to. Let me give you one more handout, and this is one for you to keep and mark up if you want to, or throw away as you leave. In other words, I'm not asking you to return these to me for any purpose. But these are our four profiles, and they are profiles that are in the monograph on measuring vocational maturity. Because the question here is, of what use, of what help can this be to a counselor in working with students? I've already reported that these are, that inventories like this are used in evaluating career ed programs. We do know, for example, that a good career education program raises scores on this kind of measure. That's been demonstrated in quite a number of studies. A good career education program increases the scores, raises the scores on measures of this type.